This is SB Nation Radio. Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's your host, lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we focus on the greatest professional fishermen in the world, the men who make up the Bassmaster Elite Series, and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the Bass Pro Shop Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops. The best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show, is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BassRadio. Or on Twitter at Bass Nation and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the home button and click on Bassmaster Radio. Well, we're in the midst of the Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest at Sam Rayburn Lake. This event is the mashup of the wildly popular Bass Fest of the past few years and the Toyota Texas Bass Classic that has benefited the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department over the past 10 years. Now, next week, we'll have the winner and a complete breakdown of the results. But in the meantime, we've got Dave Terry, Chief of Inland Fisheries Management and Research, to tell us all about the event and a unique weigh-in system as well. It has made Bassmaster Live even more exciting so far this week. Of course, the guys are off today if you're listening to this on Saturday. And what a great chance to mingle with the pros at the Elite Series Outdoor Expo going on Saturday and Sunday at the TPWD Outdoor Adventure Area at the George Henderson Jr. Expo Center in Lufkin. Now, later in the show, 2012 Bassmaster champ Chris Lane will join us to talk about his event coming up on Gunnersville next weekend. But now, let's kick things off with Dave Terry. Dave, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you joining us, and what a crazy week it has been. What a busy time for you. Just talk about all of the planning that went into this Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest and the melding between Bass Fest and the Toyota Texas Bass Classic. And now that it's here and you've been in the midst of it this week, has it been everything that you hoped for and expected?
Oh, absolutely is. You know, the new partnership between Bass, Gulf States Toyota, the Texas Parks and Wildlife's just been a wonderful relationship. Texas Parks and Wildlife's just so excited to have this opportunity to actually, promote our conservation organization and our new tournament format, with the Bassmaster Elites on one of the greatest reservoirs in Texas here at Sam Rayburn Reservoir, and promote our conservation messages here, in Lufkin, Texas this week. It's just an opportunity we so much enjoy and appreciate.
Yeah, and it's let's talk about the release format. It has made certainly Bassmaster Live that much more exciting, to see fish weighed and released, as they are caught. And, often we only see the fish that are brought in and so on. But here's an opportunity to see these guys culling on the scale, if you will. Do you think this is something, I've talked to the anglers about this throughout the last 2 weeks, is this something that can catch on, or will we still ultimately have to have the traditional five fish, weigh-ins? Is this kind of a one-off in your mind, or do you think this could be the wave of the future?
I think it's the wave of the future. I think you'll see a combination of both through time. I think it's trending, in this direction in the sport. The whole reason behind it, of course, the basis of it is fish care.
Right.
What happens is the fish are caught and weighed and then immediate release while the anglers are still on the boat. And what that does, Tom, is that, it prevents the fish from being, kept in live wells all day and brought to the stage. And what happens, that just puts stress on the fish. And so that results in what biologists call delayed mortality. And so what that does is it minimizes that and causes, creates better survival for the fish. And there's been lots of studies done to show that, that delayed mortality can cause death of fish. And so it's a way to enhance fish care, enhance the survival of fish so that they can live again and be caught again someday. That's the whole purpose. But I think, we propose it, as an alternative format for tournament fishing. And we've seen evolution. We started it, you know, in 2007 with a Toyota Texas Bass Classic. It was picked up with Major League Fishing in 2009 in a totally new format, or in 2010. And then Bass actually used it in a bracket series tournament in Niagara Falls, New York. And then now here we are with our new partnership with Bass, promoting at the new Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest here at Sam Rayburn with 109 of the Bass Elites. What a great opportunity to showcase this format to the world of bass fishing. Really exciting.
Dave Terry is our guest. He is the Chief of Inland Fisheries Management and Research. And not only getting the fish back into the water as quickly as possible, I would think to a certain extent, I don't know that people really understand if bass don't really travel that far. And as great a job as bass does in terms of fish care and getting them back out onto the lake, you don't know if that fish was caught on that ledge or in that back pocket or over here or over there. And it seems like the other aspect is letting those fish be released pretty much in the general area where they were caught. So they're going back to whatever it is that they were up to at that particular point in time.
Absolutely. I think the anglers love it too, simply for the fact that, you know, one, they don't have to mess with fish in their live wells all day, one, two, and if they release that fish, the next day they can go back to that same spot and potentially catch that fish again the next day. So right. I think the opportunity is there to, you know, enhance their catch rates throughout the duration of the tournament. But the important point is that, just reduces stress on the fish. What's cool about this format, though, too, is that every one of the boats, the 109 boats that are fishing this week, you know, have a trained judge aboard the boat, and these judges are BASS conservation members. They are past Toyota Texas Bass Classic judges that were used for the past 10 years, or past marshals, past BASS marshals. Mm-hmm. These folks were trained for 5 hours, you know, on Tuesday. I went through a training session, and they are doing everything in a standard way so that the anglers have confidence in them, that they are accurately weighing these fish and measuring these fish and making the call as these fish are caught and then released. But the anglers are on board for it. Trip Weldon says that, you know, he believes that it's the future of the sport, that we're moving in this direction, and the Bass Elites have embraced it. And so, you know, I think we're going to be trending in this direction in the future, and Parks and Wildlife is, Texas Parks and Wildlife is proud to be a part of it.
At this point in time, was this a one-year deal, or is there their plans already for 2018 and Bassmaster and Toyota and the Texas Fest being all together?
No, this event, of course, the Toyota Texas Bass Classic happened beginning in 2007. It lasted 10 years. And then in 2016 was the last event of that type. And then thanks to the new partnership now with Gulf States Toyota and Bassmaster, Texas Parks and Wildlife, and the Toyota Motor Corporation, we've created this new event. We look for this new event to continue on through 2018 and beyond. And it will feature this new format. So look for at least one event like this to go forward, you know, into the foreseeable future.
Yeah, it's tremendous stuff. Dave Terry, our guest. And of course, full disclosure, I live in the Tennessee River region, and we did have Bass Fest at Chickamauga and Kentucky Lake. And we love to brag about the Tennessee River. But boy, Sam Rayburn, it's been a Texas kind of feel to the early part of the season so far this year with Conroe with the Classic and Sam Rayburn now and Toledo Bend on the border there, Louisiana border, a couple of weeks ago. So it's been a really good time for Texas to really show out, and man, we're expecting just a great, great catch here. A lot of people thought this could be a 100-pound tournament at Rayburn.
Yeah, we're hopeful too. I've talked to a lot of the elite anglers, Kevin Van Dam, Keith Combs. They say the fish are real biting. One thing also I wanted to say, Tom, is that really this tournament is a new tournament. It's really a melding, you know, of Bass Fest and the Toyota Texas Bass Classic. It brings both those events together and the features of both those events together into one great tournament. So, you know, it's just going to be great.
Yeah, tremendous stuff both Saturday and Sunday, beginning at 10 o'clock at the TPWD Outdoor Adventure Area, part of the entire deal at the George H. Henderson Jr. Expo Center in Lufkin. So if you're in that area listening, you still got plenty of time to get over there and take advantage of that this weekend. And then Sunday, the championship weigh-in coming up at 4:30 Central Time as well. Dave, I appreciate you so much. Enjoy the rest of the event, and we'll look forward to talking again.
Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate your time, and please come out. It's free.
It's free.
It's free. Yes, sir.
All right. I appreciate you. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, Tom.
All right. When we come back, Chris Lane joins us next. We'll talk to him, get his thoughts about this event and an event that he has coming up on Gunnersville next weekend. We'll do that right after this. You're listening to Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network. The Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest benefiting Texas Parks and Wildlife Department is coming to Lufkin. Come watch the best bass anglers in the world weigh in their catch from the Sam Rayburn Reservoir and explore the free Outdoors Expo on Saturday. Check out bass fishing seminars in Bassmaster University and learn from the Elite Series pros themselves. Sunday is Military and Public Safety Personnel Day, so bring your IDs for an official Bassmaster hat. Catch the fun May 17th through 21st at the Henderson Expo Center in Lufkin. Visit Bassmaster.com for details.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament. Hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time and simulcast on ESPN3.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over 500,000 outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
Joining us now, the 2014 Bassmaster Classic champion, a resident of the Gunnersville area, spends a lot of time on Gunnersville Lake, of course. He is Chris Lane. Chris, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
Man, I am fantastic, guys. Glad to be on. I got to make one correction, though. 2012 Bassmaster Classic.
No, champion. It hasn't been that long, has it? Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
2014 was Randy Howell on Gunnersville. Okay.
I
get everything all confused. You know, that's the way my brain thinks. That's right. 2012 Bassmaster Classic champion. I want to get to your event that's coming up on the 26th at Gunnersville. But before I get there, let's just talk a little bit about the upcoming Texas Fest, Bassmaster Texas Fest on Sam Rayburn Lake. And it's been a rough year for you. This is crazy to see your results so far this year. But you know what? You win this tournament and you're back in the Bassmaster Classic, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's one of the things that I'm looking forward to is going to the Toyota Texas Bass Fest out there in Sam Rayburn Lake, is that there are giant fish to catch. So, you know, coming into this event, I'm really going to be looking forward to, you know, not getting a whole lot of bites, I hope, but hopefully getting the right bites. And, you know, just let the event play out in itself. And, you know, you can win a brand new Toyota truck. You know, I love my Bob Hembree Chevrolet, don't get me wrong.
Right.
But if you catch the biggest bass, you win a new truck. And, I mean, just all kinds of good things at Toyota Texas Fest.
Yeah, I know. It ought to be an absolute blast. And I love this angle where, you know, you win it and it's an automatic spot into the Classic, too, because I think that adds some juice to it. What do you think about the format as far as just, weighing the fish on the water, releasing them? Yeah, you've done this in other events and so on, but could this be the wave of the future a little bit?
You know, it could be. I guess we'll find out and see. You know, conservation is a big thing when it comes to bass fishing, especially in tournaments, and especially on lakes like Sam Rayburn, like Gunnersville, like you know, Toledo Bend, these big bass lakes. It's hard to put 40 pounds or 30 pounds in the well and make sure they all stay alive. I mean, the live well systems and everything is capable of doing that. But this will be a true tale to see how this works out. We've got judges in the boat. They're going to weigh the fish. We're going to release them. And that way, you know, we'll still bring fish to hopefully a large crowd, like they've been in the past there in Texas, to be able to show, you know, a big giant bass. But it's a lot easier to keep one alive than it is to keep four or five or six alive, however many, you know, that people are putting in their live wells, especially with team tournaments and so forth. It's all the same. You know, letting those fish go right then is definitely going to keep them a lot healthier.
Yeah, well, and plus they go right back to wherever they came from. I think people will realize that, you know, even when you have fish release boats at some tournaments and they take the fish back out, fish don't travel that far once they release, so nobody knows where those fish were caught, right? So, you know, they're not necessarily going to be in wherever it is, that area that they were in, but when you do what you're doing in this deal, you know, they go right back to wherever it is they're hanging.
Absolutely, and they're accustomed to that, so it's a lot less stressful on the fish. And I think that, you know, more, as this, you know, moves forward, I think that you probably will see more and more of this.
Yeah. You wrote a fascinating piece at Bassmaster.com, a very, you know, kind of the open piece about the struggles that you've had this year. And you know, people don't really consider, when they think about what you guys do for quote-unquote practice, that maybe that's a lot of just driving around, looking at the graph and so on. But you felt like maybe some of the struggles that you've had in terms of hook sets have been because you've kind of gotten used to kind of shaking them off and not catching them, if you will, in practice. That's a real interesting concept, and I can kind of see how that could come to kind of come to pass a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I think when you are struggling like I've struggled this year, you know, you try to find things that you can make better. You're going to try to fix it, you know, and ultimately I don't, you know that there's, you know, when you catch 37 pounds and when you catch 33 pounds and you're catching it on the same bait, same rod, same line, you know, those fish got in the boat. And I think that, you know, talking with Davey Height just the other day, one of the things that really, you know, kind of stuck in my head, and one thing that he said to me, and it goes back to a 5-pounder that I had caught in the 2012 Bassmaster Classic, which that fish in itself really propelled me over the top, was when I got that fish in the boat, I went to take the hook out and there was not even a hook in his mouth. So you look at those situations, you look at the success, you know, in the past 6 years and the tournament wins, and there were fish that should have got off that, you know, would have made a difference, but I was fortunate enough to get them in. This year seems to be just kind of snowballing all at once. Hey, maybe I've gotten rid of all the missed fish here in the last four events, and the next five events are going to be, you know, fantastic.
All right, yeah, you know, you live in Gunnersville, you fish there, and I fish tournaments there the last couple of weeks. There's been a lot of talk about how things have kind of changed a little bit. Now, we've had some rough weather both those days. There were high winds. You get that south wind, and then you get them dumping water, so there's all kinds of current going one way. You get that south wind, and the next thing you know, it looks like the Great Lakes out there in the middle of the river. But having said that, both tournaments I fished in were 150 boat events, and yeah, it didn't take much more than 20 pounds to win. But I caught, you know, we were catching some smaller bass as well, which you usually don't do on Gunnersville, which bodes well for the future. What do you think is going on at Geeville?
I think you said it well. I think you said that, you know, looking into the future, I know last fall being out there and catching fish along some of the grass beds and seeing the amount of smaller fish in wolf packs. And talking with some of the guys that have been out there fishing that are catching a lot of 2-pounders, 2.5, 3-pounders. You know, I think that lake really went through a cycle. It was a rough year last year, and a lot of the fish had diseases. And I say diseases, I mean, they weren't very healthy. But fishing this year, seeing the spawn the way that it was, you know, was fantastic. The fish were healthy. They looked strong. And hearing about the numbers being caught, not the size.
Yeah, numbers.
And I think that the the conditions this year have posted a big strain on all the lakes that we've been to. If you look at Lake Okeechobee, yes, there was a couple of 30-pound sacks caught, but not the normal 15 pounds a day to get paid. I mean, it seems like across the country, you know, I think the weights are down. And the reason I say that is because the warmth that we had this year, the unstable weather, has really made that, you know, happen. The fish are spawning in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and not on a Friday, Saturday tournament. So I think it's just how the cards have fell this year. But I think the lake is, you know, going to be just getting better and better and better, and a lot more fish caught. You know, maybe not in the 6 to 7 pound range, but a lot of the, like you were saying, the 1 to 2 to 4 pounders.
It's almost as if we missed an entire year class or two, maybe. You know, I mean, it was that's what kind of seemed odd out there. But there are some real healthy, sometimes even short fish. But it does bode well, I think, for the future.
Yes, sir. I agree.
When we return, more with Chris Lane as he tells us about his big event that is coming up next weekend on Gunnersville Lake. We'll have that right after this on Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over 500,000 outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament, hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m., and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time, and simulcast on ESPN3.
The Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest benefiting Texas Parks and Wildlife Department is coming to Lufkin. Come watch the best bass anglers in the world weigh in their catch from the Sam Rayburn Reservoir and explore the free Outdoors Expo on Saturday. Check out bass fishing seminars in Bassmaster University and learn from the Elite Series pros themselves. Sunday is Military and Public Safety Personnel Day, so bring your IDs for an official Bassmaster hat. Catch the fun May 17th through 21st at the Henderson Expo Center in Lufkin. Visit Bassmaster.com for details.
This is Bassmaster Radio. Watch Bassmaster live at Bassmaster.com and on ESPN3 during every Elite Series event. Now back to Tom Abraham.
Welcome back, Bassmaster Radio on ESPN Nation Radio Network. Chris Lane is our guest, 2012 Bassmaster champion Chris Lane, and he's got a big event coming up next weekend on Gunnersville on May 27th. It'll be the third annual Foodland Bass Team Tournament hosted by Chris Lane at Gunnersville. And as a part of that whole deal is your 10th annual fish camp for boys and girls age 5 and up. It'll be from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Bucky Howe Park in Gunnersville. Tell us about this deal here that you do with the kids, because this is a great, great way to give back.
And this is all about food, family, fun, and fishing. You know, the Foodland organization, Mitchell Grocery, has joined with us in partnering to be able to put more kids through the camp, to be able to give the kids more, to make it a family event. And, man, I know they eat good with Brian Meats, and they have all kinds of great things that they give the kids and the anglers. Tony Satchery comes and cooks for the kids on that Saturday, so the kids can come and go through the camp, and the dads and moms, and however they want to do it, they can go fish, weigh in, you know, they check in at 1 o'clock. So while the kids are going through fish camp and learning and having fun, the moms, dads, or dads, brothers, however they want to team up, they go out there and they have a great time on Lake Gunnersville. Really take care of the fish. It's only a 3-fish limit, and they bring them in, and you know, we get them right back in the water, really try to take great care of the fish. And just an awesome way to give back in a community that strives on bass fishing.
Yeah, and it's a, you know, it's a fun tournament, like you say, weighing in at 1 o'clock, $100 a boat per team to be in the event. But am I understanding this right? $10,000 first place. I mean, this isn't chump change.
Oh yeah, guaranteed $10,000. I think there's 165 or 170 boats signed up right now. We only let 200 in. That's it.
Right.
200 boats, and that's all we let in. And $10,000 first place, $1,000 for the biggest bass donated by River Rocks Plantation, which is a tiny home resort coming up on Lake Gunnersville. Second place big bass by Bass Pro Shop for $500. And then they pay out, I think, every 10 by, I think, 42 or 45 spots.
Wow.
So it's just a great family fun event, and, you know, really look forward to for these things to continue.
And you don't have to be in the tournament to participate in the fish camp, right? I mean, if people want to just come down to fish camp at $30 per participant, when do they cut that off, or do they cut it? Can they register right up until the event?
Yeah, we shut that off at 150, and the online thing would shut it down when they get to that number. But yeah, I mean, just bring the kids in. They don't have to fish in the event at all. I mean, we have a lot of kids that, you know, just the moms have come in, drop them off, they'll go shopping, and then we got the kids for 4 hours to teach them, you know, a great sport. We teach them how to lure decorate. We teach them how to fish, teach them how to cast. We have contests. We give back. They get trophies. They all go home with a brand new Bass Pro Shops rod and reel.
Wow.
And all kinds of goodies from all of our sponsors. And it's great to be able to put fishing into the hands of children.
All right, so check it out. You can go to foodlandbass.com. That's foodlandbass.com, and just click on the logo there, Reeling in Future Pros, for Chris Lane's 10th annual fish camp. Chris, I appreciate you so much, man, and I got great confidence in you. Now go tear them up there at Sam Rayburn.
Boy, I sure look forward to it. If they want to, go to chrislanefishing.com as well, they can sign up there too. So it's going to be great. It's going to be fun. I really appreciate you guys, and look forward for that Tennessee Valley to keep pushing out the bass and the bass fishermen like they do.
All right, man. Appreciate you. Thank you. Well, thank Chris Lane for joining us. Now, before we get to Scott Morris, just a couple of notes to get to. Let's take a look at the AOI standings here up to the minute. And what a battle going on between Jason Christie, who's having a great tournament, as is Ott Defoe. And they're both having tremendous seasons. So right now, those two guys at the top of the heap in the AOI standings. Todd Faircloth right there as well. Mark Davis having a great season as well in fourth place. Jacob Wheeler, who was the winner at Cherokee, in fifth. Brandon Polanek in sixth. Jason Williamson, Casey Ashley, Jordan Lee, our classic champion, in ninth, and Dustin Connell from Alabama. So Auburn and Alabama represented in the 9 and 10 spot, but Dustin Connell in that 10 hole as well. Some of the other anglers of note there, Jason Elam in the 11 spot, Hank Cherry, who's having a great weekend at Sam Rayburn, is in the 12 spot, Seth Fider there as well, Greg Hackney in 15th place, Brent Ayler, who's again having a big tournament right now in the 16 hole with Randy Howell right next to him. These races really, really tight. Kevin Van Dam in 19th, our defending AOY champion, Gerald Swindle in 20th place, Jesse Wiggins 21st, some of the other names, Ish Monroe at 24, Brandon Lester out of Fayetteville, Tennessee 27, Edwin Evers our 2016 Bassmaster Classic champion, 28th place. And then you start getting into some guys that are, you know, getting near that cut line as to what they need to do to make sure that they're qualified for the Classic, along with, of course, the winner of this weekend's tournament, who will be automatically qualified for that. But you got Bill Lowen and Brett Chapman and John Cruz, Adrian Avina, rookie, all kind of hanging around that 35 through 40 spot. Keith Poche is in there at 35th as well. And then some big names that got to get, they got to pick it up a little bit. Got to get some work going here. David Walker at 44, Mike Iaconelli at 45, Aaron Martins, who's been very quiet, in 50th place, Alton Jones, 51st place. And again, these guys have an excellent opportunity when they go north and then the next swing of tournaments to do some damage, but they're going to have to, these are guys that are going to have some good tournaments down the stretch. Dean Rojas is in 59th place. Jonathan Van Dam, JVD, is 62nd. Boyd Duckett, a former Classic champion, 66th place. Jeff Creek, 68. Steve Kennedy, 70th place, even though, you know, he had a great Classic, but 70th place there. Of course, Classic's not a points event, so that doesn't help him in this deal. Mark Menendez at 74. Timmy Horton, a winner at Okeechobee, been quiet since then. He's in 78th place. And remember, a win on a regular tour does not get you into the Classic, so you got to keep that in mind as well. Gary Klein down in 88th place. Rick Klun in 93rd place. Justin Lucas, this is a surprise to me, maybe the most surprising name to be down this low, Justin Lucas in 94th place, looking to have some sort of a big comeback in the second half of the season. And then Chris Lane as well, 106. Chris went into this tournament. We had him on. He knew, you know, he needed to win this tournament to get himself into the Bassmaster Classic next year, just having a really tough year and trying to figure out what he needs to do. So that is your update on the AOY standings. We also want to congratulate the team from Bryan College, Nathan Bell and Cole Sands, getting the victory in the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series Eastern Regional, presented by Bass Pro Shops. That was at Cherokee Lake. They had a three-day total of 44 pounds and 4 ounces. And they had a big final day, overtaking the crew from Tennessee Tech as well. So good job by them. Also, I want to mention an event that I was privileged to be a part of, the final weigh-in, and it was the Tennessee Bass Nation Championship. And it was held at Tim's Ford Lake. I was there for the awards and the scholarships and so on, along with David Alexander, state representative from that region. And it was really encouraging and exciting. The teams from Lenoir City in Tennessee were the winners, Jacob Woods and Austin Winters, a two-day total of just under 29 pounds, and Bailey Fain and his partner, also from Lenoir City, right behind him at 26 pounds and 26.38 pounds. It was very, very inspirational to see these young people. I love these high school tournaments. There was 125 teams there, and it was really neat to see these kids and doing what they were doing. And they just do such a tremendous job with the Tennessee High School Association and the Bass Nation High School Association there. And I really appreciate them having me out there to be a part of that whole deal. David Lowry and his crew just do a great, great job with it. Captain Jake Davis also helping out in a big way, making this thing happen on Tim's Ford Lake. All right, we'll get a break in here. We will come back and wrap it up with Scott Morris next. You're listening to Southern Bass Radio on the Southern Bass Radio Network. The Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest benefiting Texas Parks and Wildlife Department is coming to Lufkin. Come watch the best bass anglers in the world weigh in their catch from the Sam Rayburn Reservoir and explore the free Outdoors Expo on Saturday. Check out bass fishing seminars in Bassmaster University and learn from the Elite Series pros themselves. Sunday is Military and Public Safety Personnel Day, so bring your IDs for an official Bassmaster hat. Catch the fun May 17th through 21st at the Henderson Expo Center in Lufkin. Visit Bassmaster.com for details. Are you looking for a great weekend tournament fishing experience? Well, visit AmericanBassAnglers.com for the latest on the nation's number one grassroots fishing tours. The ABA features several circuits, including the American Fishing Tour, one-day events close to home. The ABA also has the Open Series with 16 divisions around the country and a $5,000 guaranteed first place. For team tournaments, check out the 100% Plus Team Tour and even the Couples Tour. All events lead to the Ray Scott Championships as well. Learn more at AmericanBassAnglers.com.
If you love bass fishing, then show your support by joining BASS today. Since 1968, BASS has been serving bass fishing enthusiasts with information and tournament coverage that make you a better angler. When you sign up today, you'll join over half a million outdoorsmen who love bass fishing. With your membership, you'll receive every issue of Bassmaster magazine, plus $50 in free gear, including a membership tackle bag, BASS cap, plus more. Log on to Bassmaster.com to join Bass today.
Catch Bassmaster Live Friday through Sunday of every Bassmaster Elite Tournament. Hosted by Tommy Sanders, Mark Zona, and former Bassmaster Classic champion Davey Height. You won't want to miss it. Live coverage of the competitors on the water and commentary from Dave Mercer, plus special guest appearances from Elite Pros. Streaming on Bassmaster.com, 7:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and again 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. local tournament time and simulcast on ESPN3.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Welcome back. Final segment of Bassmaster Radio today on the SB Nation Radio Network. I want to thank Dave Terry, who was in earlier, and of course, Chris Lane joining us as well. And as always, to wrap it up, it's Scott Moore. Scott, welcome in. How are you, man?
I'm great, Tom. Good to be here, ready to go fishing, man.
Yeah, I hear that. What a fascinating week it has been so far at the Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest at Sam Rayburn Lake, and it's been something to see these guys live. Has been very interesting to see these guys weighing fish and releasing them right away. And as we talked with Dave Terry earlier, he's the chief of inland fisheries management and research in Texas. And we talked about the value of releasing the fish, where you caught the fish. They go back to their same haunts, whether they're bedding fish or moving fish or post-spawn fish, whatever they're doing, how healthy it is for the fish. It has changed the dynamic of the weigh-in, but this is going to be very interesting to see where all this leads down the road.
Oh, absolutely. And, as you know, I've been up here in the state of Tennessee discussing a lot of these fly fish limits with the Tennessee Wildlife Resource Agency for several years, and trying to identify, you know, things that we can do as fishermen to improve the life cycle of the fish. And that's a great that is a great avenue to have a tournament related to, you know,
right.
You catch your fish and you let them go. That's incredible.
Well, just the changes
I still think they need to have a weigh in. But I think, Tom, I mean, looking at this from just my vision would be, I would expect that within the next 3 or 4 years, you're going to see most organizations go from a five fish limit to a three fish limit.
Yeah, you know,
I really think that's coming down the board, down the pipe.
But if you're doing it this way, if there's some way that you do it where it's catch and release on site and you can weigh the fish and so on, you don't need to do that. You know, I think the only reason you need to do that is because of the live weigh-in. And I think what's interesting here is this weekend, of course, in Lufkin, Texas, we've got the Elite Series Outdoor Expo going on Saturday and Sunday. And there's so much activity that then you have the fishermen come in, and instead of having the traditional weigh-in, they're coming in, there's video up there and so on. They report, they talk, and it becomes part of the expo, as opposed to, instead of making the weigh-in the central theme, it's the expo that's the theme, thousands of people there for that, and then, oh, let's go see the fishermen. They're all coming in now and hear their comments and so on. So I think they can handle it. The bigger question is, how would we on the local level? These scales are not that expensive. They're $75 to $80. It's a very good system. It records the weights. It keeps the weights stored in there, a certain amount of weights and so on. The thing is, I just don't know how we could incorporate that into, because you're not going to put judges out there in a standard ABA event or a club level event and so on. But I'm trying to figure out a way how that would be able to be utilized in team tournaments and things like that with just, on a smaller scale. They can do it at the major championship level like this because they could put a judge in every boat. But how do we get that done? Because I'd just soon fish like that.
That's a good question. I mean, I've thought about that for a very long time. There is a possible answer, but it's going to boil down to policing the anglers, and stuff like that. So I think the initial start would be to, and this is just totally my opinion, would be to go start this out to go to from a five fish to a three fish, and then go from a three fish and then work that process in. No doubt. I mean, any biologist will tell you that when you catch a fish, if you release that fish immediately, that fish has a great chance to thrive. Mm-hmm. Versus, you know, if you catch a fish, especially a big fish, and you go 75 miles with that fish in your live well all day long, and you release that fish, if you take care of that fish, odds are there it's going to survive, but it has a better chance to delay the survival.
Scott Morris with us. All right, Scott, in our final couple of moments, Van Sam Rayburn is really showing out. Day one, they had over 84 pounders caught. There's 19 bags that came in that were 20 pounds plus. We may have a 100-pound tournament here, and it's interesting because they're getting them all sorts of ways. We've seen Jason Christie catching them very shallow on a frog. We see guys catching them out on jerk baits, deep jerk baits, on sloping banks and so on, and we see guys out in deeper water as well. So this is really showing out to be a phenomenal fishery.
Sam Rayburn's one of the top lakes in the world, you're right. The Texas, Louisiana, they do a great job. Texas, they do a great job taking care of that lake. Mm-hmm. The restocking of the lake with bass, the management of grass, and then you have the local communities around there supporting the infrastructure for bass fishing. And that's what happens when you have a large body of water and you put resources in it, it pays off.
Yeah, there's no question about it, and they've done a tremendous job with it. All right, Scott, I know Scott's fishing this weekend on Kentucky Lake in a tournament that I was supposed to be fishing with him, but some other commitments got in the way. So good luck on Kentucky Lake. Get us some points, man, and we'll look forward to talking next week. We'll have a complete wrap-up of the Toyota Bassmaster Texas Fest next week, including having the winner on, and I'm looking forward to that.
All right, Tom, I'll save you a 10XD fish, buddy.
Yeah, save me one of those 10XD fish. All right, appreciate you. All right, it's going to do it for today's episode of Bassmaster Radio here on the SB Nation Radio Network. Until next time, make sure you keep those lines tight and those nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Bassmaster Radio on the SB Nation Radio Network.